Farmer of Hearts, Day 8. What would you choose? The Venerable Fulton Sheen has said, "We cannot have it both ways. If we are free, we are responsible. If we are not responsible, we are not free." To be able to make choices freely is God's great gift to humankind. The Catechism states, "Freedom characterizes properly human acts. It makes a human being responsible for acts of which he is a voluntary agent. His deliberate acts properly belong to him." In an Angelus address, Pope Benedict XVI mentioned that Jesus' use of parables demands the effort of interpretation, challenges to the mind, and also freedom of those who listen. The Pope explained further, "God's true parable is Jesus himself, his person, who, in the sign of humanity, hides and at the same time reveals his divinity. In this manner, God does not force us to believe in him, but attracts us to him with the truth and goodness of his incarnate Son. Love, in fact, always respects freedom." True love towards somebody always prompts us to make intentional choices for their greatest benefit, regardless of the cost that is to be paid. Reflection. Do I exercise my freedom as a response to God's generosity to me, or is it based on selfish motives? Today's prayer. Lord, help me put your gift of freedom to good use, so that every choice I make draws me closer to you. As my response to your invitation, Lord, throughout this Lent, I will be more conscious in choosing you in every aspect of my life, including how I spend my time, my money, and my energy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.